On Thursday, many people celebrated Halloween. We've seen lots of pumpkins with scary faces carved into them, and children going trick and treating, and people thinking about ghosts and ghouls and dark, scary things, even dressing up as them. So you can't really miss Halloween, but a lot of people around won't be aware of All Saints Sunday, which we're celebrating today. It's a time to turn our mind from the darkness of the world around and focus on the light of God, on saints, and what it means to be a saint. The word saint comes from the Latin word sanctus, which means holy or set apart for God. Often when we think of saints, we think of people who are very good or who've lived exceptional lives or even given up their lives for others. And we think of Jesus' disciples and people like St. Francis or St. Teresa or all the saints that you managed to remember just now. And in old pictures or in stained glass windows, the saints are often shown with a circle of light or a halo around their heads. As you come into this church, by the font, there are two stained glass windows. Does anybody know which are the saints in those windows? Yes? St. Philip and St. James, yes. And we're not sure if it's St. Philip the disciple or the evangelist, or St. James the disciple or the brother of Jesus. At least I don't know. Maybe if someone in the church does know, you could let me know later. But in the New Testament, saint means everyone who's put their trust in Jesus as their saviour and is following him. So the word saint is interchangeable with the word Christian. God, we know, is holy, and we, his children, have been set apart to be his own holy people. In John's first letter, he writes, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, and that we must walk in the light. That's not because we're particularly good people, but because God looks at us through Jesus, who was perfectly good and died in our place. As it says in the passage we heard read from Paul's letter to the Christians in Colossae, God has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness for our sins. And Paul prays that they will joyfully give thanks to God the Father, who's qualified them to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. You might have noticed that actually it didn't say saints in the version that was read just now. Different Bible translations use different words. Some use the word saints and others use God's holy people. And in the Church Bible, it just says his people. But the idea is the same behind those words of saints in the kingdom of light. Because we're called to be saints or God's holy people, that will shape the way we live. We're set apart from the ways of the world, which often seems so dark, with war and hatred and grudges and striving for wealth and power or status. We are called to be his children in the kingdom of light. In verse 10 of the reading, there's a different image, that of bearing fruit in every good work. And that reminds me of the passage in Galatians, which talks about the fruit of the Spirit being love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And I think that sums up what it is to lead a life in the light. I wonder if, as you look back on your life, there are certain people that stand out as people who've really encouraged you in your Christian life or in your faith. People whose lives have inspired you and made you want to just be like them. This is a good time on All Saints Sunday to remember them and to thank God for them and to resolve to follow their example. It's maybe too a good time to tell them how you have been helped by them. That could be a real encouragement to people. You could do that in person or by a letter or by email. But just remember the people who've inspired and helped you. As Paul wrote in Colossians, God the Father has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. So let's go out into this week to live lives full of light, love, joy, forgiveness, service to each other. We can't do that in our own strength, but we can in the power of the Holy Spirit who God gives us. I don't know if you've ever been in a dark church in a dark day with dark stained glass windows, and then the sun comes out and shines in, and suddenly there is light and colour in the windows and maybe spilling over to the stonework around or even to the floor. And in our lives too, just as the sun shining through a stained glass window lights up the colours and makes them vivid, so the light of Jesus will light up our lives and make them a blessing to others. Amen.